First, they don't even follow their own principles. Libel is meant to be a protection of good character. For instance, if I were to say that the gentleman in the row there has ginger hair, when in fact he has red hair, I may be wrong, but that's not libelous. It is defaming someone of good character. Yet time and time and time again, the bloody judges let criminals, charlatans, people on the run, pseudoscientists, people with no reputation to protect, use the English law to silence their critics. Example number one, Roman Polanski, whose films you may have admired over the years. Nevertheless, he fled from America from a charge of underage sex with a 13-year-old, which in other circumstances and in blunter language is rape of a minor. Having admitted that he was guilty of paedophilia, and he finds exile in France. A few years ago, Vanity Fair, an American publication, runs a piece which quotes a woman saying that he committed some kind of misdemeanor of a sexual nature, and so he sues. He doesn't sue in America, where you wouldn't stand a hope in hell, because they have freedom of speech. He wants to sue at the High Court in London, Mr. Justice Eadie's court, strangely enough. The question then arises, how can someone on the run from a charge of child abuse have a reputation to lose? It goes to the House of Lords, and the House of Lords not only say, can he sue, they then say, oh, Mr. Polanski, there's a problem with you coming to London to sue. Because if you came to London to sue, you'd be arrested and deported back to America to face charges of child abuse. So therefore, you can give your evidence via video link from Paris, which he did, and he won. Now, the second case is...